Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
Jen Echo is here to talk to me about number 10, fucking Elevate Me Later. This is a great song to kick it off. Jen, what are your initial thoughts about Elevate Me Later?
Well, I can tell you in 94, I was really waiting for this record to come out. And to me, this song, I thought this could have been the opener on the record. It sounded like it could have been from the Watery Domestic recording session, because it just had a more of that kind of smooth feel to it.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and an egg beater I somehow customed into a bong. How will your favorite song fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan, Robbie from Grimsby. Robbie, how the fuck are you doing, man?
Excellent. Thanks, JD. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am great. I am here to listen to you talk about Pavement, and that's a pretty good afternoon as far as I'm concerned. So let's get right to it then. Let's hear your Pavement origin story.
Right. So I came in fairly late. So I believe similar to you, Terror Twilight sort of era.
Yeah.
I'd just joined college. So in the UK, that's sort of 16 to 18 after you finish school. And I was hoping to meet like-minded people who shared similar music tastes. And I did. There was a guy there on my course who just seemed to know every sort of music. So I'd come in and say, I've just heard this amazing new tune on the radio. And he'd say, I'll let you borrow the first two albums. And I'd come back in and say, I've heard this amazing song, you'll never believe it. It's I'll give you their best album. And he just had an album for everything.
Shit.
And it was great, but at the same time I was kind of, I want to give him something that he's never heard before.
Do you know what I mean? It's almost like a challenge at that point.
It was. And I'd cheated, because I kind of made some sort of like a song in my bedroom myself. I'm like shouting like James Brown with my guitar. And I brought that in and I thought, oh, also I'll mention that other cool tune, that it was Carrot Rope. And I heard on the, I think it's John Peel or something like this. And I'd brought that in and it'd seen through my ruse straight away. He knew it was me. And he said, oh, if you're screeching about like James Brown and just shredding guitars and stuff, you might like John Spencer. Pavement, I'll lend you this other album too. So he came in the next day. He's got Acme by the Blues Explosion and Brighten the Corners.
Whoa, okay.
So back then I went everywhere with my Walkman. I copied both of them down to my cassettes. So I had both albums on that. And to be honest, initially, the big hit for me was the John Spencer album.
Oh, okay.
Bright in the Corners was a slow burn for me, man. It was a case of, I think, there's quite a sort of slow part in the middle, you know, you've got All to Begin, Type Slowly,
yeah.
John Spencer
yeah.
arranged. And I think that was a bit of a sort of a tough sell to my sort of young teenage ears. And originally I was listening to that just really to rewind to get back to John Spencer. And then I remember I could actually tell you the street I was down one day when I think Finn was playing on my Walkman. Yeah. And I just had this epiphany. I'm like, holy shit, this album is incredible. And it all just clicked. Bright in the Corners just clicked.
Out.
And then I'd gone back and I'd said, hey, this is a masterpiece. I love Bright in the Corners. And of course, being the guy who he was, he comes straight in the next day. He's got Crooked Rain, Wowie Zowie. Here you go. Here's a double bill for you. And instantly fell in love. And then the next day I came in and said, why the hell did you lead with Bright in the Corners? Like, Wowie Zowie is where it's at. I absolutely loved it from there on in. And so I've never really understood the narrative that Wowie Zowie was the difficult album when, for me, Bright in the Corners was a slow burn and Wowie Zowie just sounded like, well, and Crooked Rain as well, to be fair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Was just hits end to end. But, yeah, that was pretty much it from there on in. It was pretty much my favorite band, and I must say.
So how old were you, would you say? You're about 18?
I'm about 16 at this age.
16? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
so they've been with you for a long time now.
Honestly, yeah, I must have worn that cassette with Crooked Rain and Wowie Zowie out. Although Wowie Zowie, for the longest time, the cassette ran out just at the start of Pueblo. so I'd just get to Malmsteen's vocal, and it would just cut off. So it wasn't until a couple of years later when I actually bought the CD, I got to hear Pueblo and Western Homes and the end of the album.
Funny. It would have been old. It would have been new to you, but old. You know,
so like strange, because I was so familiar with that last, the beginning of Pueblo as being the end of the album, and then just this whole new part opening up. I just fell in love with from that point, really.
Yeah. So what's your go-to record at this point?
This point is difficult.
Okay.
Back then, it would have been Wowie Zowie. It's changed.
It's stuck with
Crooked
you,
Rain.
Right?
It's been all over the place. I've swapped over. If you accept EPs, I think I'll be boring and go for what seems to be the consensus of Watery Domestic.
Oh, can't go wrong.
But right now, this day, I'd probably say Slanted and Enchanted out of the albums.
Wow. Okay. So why do you think that?
I'm not sure. I think it's, I've always said certain albums have more of a soul to them, like a feel to them, which is why I think maybe Terror Twilight, although it's technically an amazing album, doesn't quite get as much love because it hasn't quite got the, do you know what I mean? The soul that the others perhaps have, and maybe being the first one, Slanted and Enchanted has a little more of that sort of rawness and love behind it, perhaps.
I could see that, yeah. So what about live shows? What about gigs? Did you make it out to any?
Yeah.
Bunch?
Well,
talk to me about that.
Well, it's terrible because obviously getting in at Carrot Rope era. I didn't have time to get my shit together before they'd already disbanded.
Right, right. Same as me.
Yeah, so I spent a long time just ruined that I hadn't got hold of them beforehand. But I went to the lead show, the last current tour, and prior to that, I'd been to the 2010 tour. I'd seen them at All Tomorrow's Parties. The it's a festival in England.
Oh, okay.
Particularly good because it's now defunct, All Tomorrow's Parties, but they would choose a band to curate the rest of the weekend. So Pavement actually picked the rest of the bands.
They'd even pick, cool.
Like, there was a TV channel where Pavement had picked different films and things like that and whatever else. But that was great. There was Marble Valley and Spiral was playing as well. It was fantastic. I actually got to as close as I get to meeting Pavement. I'd ran around afterwards after the Pavement show, and we're all excited. We'd stumbled upon a party happening in a caravan, because All Tomorrow's Parties was like chalets in like a holiday resort. And we'd ended up in this party, and inside was the guy out of Fiery Furnaces and Whitney, Bob Nastanovich's wife. She was dancing away and everything. And then it wasn't until sort of 6 o'clock in the morning when you sort of start talking to people that I realized, I think it was Marble Valley's caravan that we were in. But no, it was absolutely fantastic time. But sadly not got to meet the boys. Although I have played Scrabble with Bob.
Online. You have?
Yes, and he is, he's a tough cookie, let me tell you.
Man, I suck at Scrabble, or I would ask him about it.
Yeah, I was unbeaten for the longest spell, and then I plucked up the courage to take on Bob, and it was tight, but he was always one step ahead of me each time. I finally got to beat him on my third or fourth go, and he sent a message saying, sterling display of defensive play. And of course, I screenshotted that straight away.
Of course.
that's the closest I've got to meeting Payments. Well, problem was, I replied quickly, said, "Oh, you're a formidable foe yourself, Bob," but I'd spelt formidable wrong. And I'm like, "Oh, no, he's going to think I'm a dunce." But that's about as close as I've got to meeting any of them.
I think that's pretty fun. Yeah. And you know what? Like, I feel like they'll be back on the road again. Like, I don't feel like it's over. I don't have any insight, but that's just sort of my gut.
It seems to be stretching out much longer than I ever anticipated it would.
Yeah. I think they'll take a couple of years off, but then I think they would come back.
I hope so.
Do it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. We shall see. Well, speaking of Pavement and Pavement music, which is what we do on this podcast, should we get to song number 9?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back after this with song 9.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
9.
They tend to wiggle when they walk. The infrastructure rots, and the owners hate the jocks with their agents and their dates. If the signature's a check,
you'll just have to wait.
And we're counting up the instants that we save. Tired nation so depraved. From the cheap seats, see us wave to the camera. It took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. But hi-ho, silver rod. I wonder if he speaks like an ordinary guy.
I know him, and he does.
And you're my fact-checking cub. We'll focus on the quasar in the mist. The Kaiser has a cyst, and I'm a blank. They will drown you in a creek, in the neck of a woods that was populated by tired nation on the fly. Everybody knows advice that was given up for free. Lots of details to discern, lots of details. A hi-ho silver ride. Hi-ho silver ride. Takes another.
Song number 9, Stereo. This is a fun song. What do you think, Robbie from Grimsby?
I love it. But I must admit, when I've heard your other shows, I've heard people go into detail about what the songs are about. And when I first heard Stereo, I was thinking, well, that's just a goofy song, isn't it? So before this podcast, and I kind of see the similarities.
Okay.
A little bit. He just wanted to do something funky with a catchy bass line. So but I think it's fair that there wasn't a lot of deep meaning behind Stereo. But this is probably the second Pavement song I ever heard. Given that
I was given
Bright in the Corners
first
time. And it's very accessible, it's very poppy, I think had Brighten the Corners started with some of the slower tracks, maybe I wouldn't be the favorite fan that I am, really. But yeah, it hooks you in.
Sure does.
And I think it's probably a good choice as one of the singles, rather than, because obviously Wowie Zowie had some sort of interesting choices. Singles.
Yeah.
I think we probably did all right with Brighten the Corners. I did find that pigs, they tend to wiggle when they walk is a line from some punk band from Stockton.
Really?
The Authorities, yeah, which Malthus mentioned.
Nice dig.
Yeah, he said it's because he was some sort of skater dude back then, and it was all sort of anti-authority stuff back then, which is a nice little sort of vignette about how he was sort of spending his time as a teenager. He mentioned that he wanted something sort of almost gangster style hip hop talk, which I found interesting, and said it was kind of free associative and just kind of stream of consciousness.
That tracks.
And I kind of ran with that when it came to dissecting the lyrics.
Okay.
So this all might seem a bit of a stretch. In fact, I spoke to my wife before coming on and mentioned some of these. And she said to me, Rob, you've gone full Derevaughn Sarone again, which is a reference to when I was studying English. And there's a line in Dubliners by James Joyce. Derevaughn Sarone is supposed to be this meaningless phrase in it. And I couldn't handle that it was meaningless, and I was trying to find meaning all the way through. And the rest of my class just looked at me with a mixture of pity and just kind of disgust, perhaps. And my teacher was kind of like, "Oh, it's okay. We all get into things quite heavily sometimes. Maybe it was." Came across as a bit of a fever dream. But, yeah, so considering that he said it's free associative and it's stream of consciousness, I was looking at the start of it. So so the start, as we know from his interview, is this Authorities song. I thought when he said... tired nation so depraved from the cheap seats he moves to, he's gone with depraved and deprived. And then wave to the camera. You're going to have to stick with me on this one.
Okay.
Wave to the camera. I'm not sure if he's thinking chimera, being a Greek, a Greek mythological monster.
Oh.
Which took a giant ramrod to raise the demon settlement. Chimera was a monster that raised settlements with daemons in, being sort of almost deities. So this is perhaps sounding a bit far-fetched, but, you know, Malthus is an educated dude, and he likes a cryptic crossword. So I'm thinking maybe along those lines. And the jocks, agents, dates. I'm not sure if he's thinking of jockeys and agents. I know there's a familiar sort of theme through some payment songs, a sort of racing parlance and things like this, horse racing. Dates and signatures, these go together, you know, sign and date this. So as you go through, it does kind of, I mean, you kind of have to stretch a little bit to go from one line to another.
You really do.
Yeah, some of these, I've got all sorts here. Some of these are like half anagrams and all kinds of like things.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not sure if I should divulge some of these, whether you all think I'm mad. Nation So is almost like instance. You kind of get in Stan. Jock rot is a fungal infection of the groin.
Oh, my God.
So these are sort of two lines. I didn't even realize that Kaiser had a cyst. Kaiser Frederick III had throat cancer. So that's a reference to him, I assume. And then obviously you've got the very obvious one. We'll try and even the crick of the neck of the woods, which is a very sort of smart, nice lyric, which sort of runs on from each other very neatly. But yeah, there's a couple more there which, in the cold light of day, even I don't want to to mention. It was very late when I was looking at these and going a little bit crazy on that. But I think, yeah, you can see how he's kind of just flowed from one to another with a very free associative bent on it, really.
Yeah.
But it's great. And I'd seen a couple of live shows. There was one, in fact, where Spiral came on with the Jicks to do Stereo, which I'd never seen before.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And this was back in like 2014 or something like that. And another one where Westy and Bob had joined a Pavement tribute band to sing it.
Oh my God. That's fucking cool.
Which looks like a lot of fun as well.
That's on YouTube?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's, there's some interesting takes on the song there. I also remember a live version. This is my friend again. I'll mention him because he probably listened to this. My friend Dino. He'd given me a recorded CD of, I think it was different Marble Valley tracks and Pavement live songs. And there was a Stereo track on there, a live rendition. And when Malmus is singing Hi Ho Silver Ride, he shouts out, giddy up, giddy o. And when I was in the Marble Valley caravan, we're all sort of dancing and stuff to Pavement tunes, and Stereo came on. And when it came to the chorus, I'd shouted out, giddy up, giddy o, and somebody else had at the same time. I thought, I couldn't find out who it was, but somebody had heard the same live recording.
Are you kidding? Yeah. That's so fucking cool.
But I always thought that should have probably made it to the final version.
Yeah.
As with most Pavement tracks, I love it.
It's a good one. It's a good one for sure. Is it, however, rated properly at number 9? Should it be a top 10 song?
I thought you might ask that. So yeah. I checked, I wrote out all the top songs I could think of. It doesn't register in my top 30.
Not in your top 30?
No.
Wow.
So I love it. I mean, this is a strength of Pavement. I love the song. It's not in my top 30.
Oh, God, yeah.
It doesn't quite crack into that.
Well, there you go. It's overrated to Robbie.
that sounds so harsh. I still love it. The canon's so
this is supposed
strong.
To be about. This is like just water cooler talk, right? You know? It's like, right. JD's full of shit. Well, I didn't make the list, so I'm not really. We're all the blame. Listen, it's been great talking to you today. And I want to thank you so much for your time. Do you have anything you want to plug at all?
Probably nothing of worth, but there's a couple of things I could plug. I'm planning on restarting a Twitter account, which was a pun game where you could sort of win prizes for having the best pun for a scenario, and that was at Pun League on Twitter.
Okay.
So that'd be great if you gave that a like, and one time in the future that's going to get revived, and yeah, that'll be
well. This episode is going to go up in November, so you have a lot of time.
It still might not be enough time, but yeah, I'm not the most proactive of people, but yeah, hopefully that's about
yeah. All right, dude. Great talking to you once again.
Yeah, you too.
Wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email.
jd.meetingmalcolmus@gmail.com.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son, and the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing, and he doesn't have to deal with laces. He doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers, the comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere, Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.